Today is National Coffee Day. Caitlin Plummers tells us about the economics of the world's second biggest commodity.
Coffee lovers everywhere, turns out there's a lot more to your morning pick-me-up than what's in your cup. In honor of National Coffee Day, we decided to take a deeper look into America's favorite drink. Jason Remmer with International Coffee Trading gave us some insider info from the coffee trading market.
Lag between market conditions, and they have to be quite drastic, to where the consumer sees a difference.
The majority of coffee is produced in developing countries like Brazil, and more than 25 million people make their living producing this hot commodity. Because of this, there's been a growing focus on how the industry treats the average coffee grower.
Fair trade is a very interesting concept on paper. I've seen some benefits to it, but I also see a lot of costs to it as well, where it does cost. If you want to be fair trade certified, you need to pay for that cost to your farm.
Keurig, a major player in the coffee market, says it's dedicated to helping coffee growers maintain their quality of life through difficult times.
So we work very closely, actually, with our coffee growing communities, not only to make sure that we're purchasing fair trade product, but we also continue to go back and work with our coffee communities during, you know, the dry months when they're not necessarily producing coffee, to make sure that they can find garnering an income and sustaining a living in the months when they're not necessarily producing coffee.
Speaking of dry seasons, one of the major coffee-producing regions is suffering a drought that's keeping the market in limbo.
Right now, the market seems to be treading water, waiting for more news out of Brazil since they had their drought crop this year. The number one coffee producer, about 40% of the world's consumed coffee comes from Brazil.
Although we're not seeing higher prices on coffee just yet, we asked some students on campus how much they would pay for a cup of coffee if it wasn't flowing as freely.
Hi, my name is Ian Lauritsen. I'm a second-year full-time MBA student. If there were no coffee left in the world, how much would I pay? It would probably be $100 for a cup of coffee.
Hi, I'm Carrie McMahon. I'm a junior at USC studying human performance and advertising. And if there is no more coffee in the world, I would probably pay $10 a cup.
Hi, I'm Forrest Dunlap. I'm a freshman studying computer engineering, computer science, and if there were no more coffee in the world, I'd probably pay a good $100 a cup if it was like the last cup of coffee.
Coffee addicts, don't worry. The price of made-to-order coffee drinks should stay the same, but make sure to remember the 25 million people who help you stay awake during class. Caitlin Plummer, Annenberg Radio News.